Well, I mean, Jordy is on course to practice tomorrow. So, practiced yesterday. So once we get through practice, really, we'll determine the final play time expectations for all our guys. But he looks good.
How important is that to get that time with him and Aaron and such and get those guys out there?
Well, you want everybody to play. I mean, it's not a just a two guys. I mean, it's we want to get everybody out there and get in the rhythm on offense, defense, and try to play as many players as we possibly can on special teams. That's something that we talked about some potential different rotations today. That we'll hit in practice tomorrow. So. Just trying to get as much information as we possibly can on our players.
Mike, have you seen enough from JC yet to feel pretty confident that he'll be able to handle stuff once the season's
I think JC's off to a great start. I think the Tennessee game was definitely impressive. I'm going to see him stack success. I mean, anytime you play well, we're getting ready to play against a extremely talented, a very good defensive front. So this will be great work for us.
Mike. You mentioned the rain giving you an opportunity to find something that maybe you couldn't replicate. Does the dome atmosphere the same in that regard, giving you an early test? Do you know guys have that?
Absolutely. I know in the early years I prefer just to always play all four preseason games on grass. And really what I've learned is it's been good to go down and play St. Louis because obviously you have to go to Minnesota, used to. And then obviously in Detroit, so I think it's good that we get inside for one game, and then obviously the other three are grass.
Mike Neal has had so much change over the last few years, transitioning to outside linebacker, losing so much weight. How much of a different player does he look to you, just being
trimmer
in addition to
that? Well, we're focused on some different things as far as what his job responsibility is now. I think the him trimming down has helped him with that. So his ability to be better in space, I think it's a natural process that he's gone through. He's still very explosive because Mike is still strong enough to go inside and play a three technique. So I mean it's finding that balance and it's easier on a player to come in a little lighter and build up in Mike's particular case than to come in and try to go down. Never counted it. Probably couldn't give you a good answer.
Mike, when you look at this competition with the young receivers for some of those spots, do you need to find a guy or guys there that can help you on special teams as well as obviously the receiver position?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's when you get down to the 53, it's the goal is for every player to be a four down player, and it's no different in coaching. I mean, the more you can do, the more value you bring to the football team. So yeah, I mean it's something that weighs into it, and I mean that's why we have these preseason games. We spend a lot of time special teams talking about different combinations of players. Sometimes the numbers and play time you don't actually hit the targets, and you got to get it right the next week. We had two players that didn't play last week on special teams, so it's important for those guys to play this week.
Plan to play chase at all, or is this game going to be a little bit more Madden and Scott kind of?
I think this game is traditionally, and it's the anticipation going in from the quarterback's perspective. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how the pace of the game goes. We'll look at the snaps of Scott and Matt. He may have a chance to get in the fourth quarter.
Will Scott or Matt go in the second?
Tomorrow's practice will determine that once we get through that.
Could you talk about the progression of your defense?
Yeah, our young guys have done a lot of good things. So, and really in this particular game, once we get past the first group, I think it's going to be real important for them to establish a rotation. So, because I mean, that's what you want to see, and the ability to rotate in and out of multiple personnel groups, not just always playing base or always playing sub. So, this will be a big week for those guys.
Some tough teams and they do stupid stuff and get in fights and stuff like that. How do you
make sure your team is an intelligent team while also being a
Well, when we first arrived here in 2006, it's important to have an identity, and our philosophy, our approach was smart, tough, fundamentally sound. So smart, tough, sound. So, and frankly, you got to evaluate everything in your program, and we were a highly penalized team my first couple of years here, so we actually changed it to discipline, tough, fundamentally sound, because there is a difference. So I agree with your point.
How are the players and coaching staff adjusting to your new schedule? Yesterday, very physical practice. Players probably good for me to get the rest of the day after that. What can you do today? Is it more time for corrections? Or?
Well, I mean, everything we do. I mean, it's, you go back to the off-season program. I mean, every workout that our football team goes through, and the design of it, the load of it, the time of it. Is all charted out in detail. That's why it's so important to go Monday, Tuesday, and the players have that Wednesday to the off day, and then Thursday, Friday, where earlier years used to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday because you wanted to give the players a longer weekend. So, I mean, the training methods are done well in advance, and you look at it, it's no different when we get to the OTAs. So you're always looking at practice time, reps, and we've done this long enough that we have an understanding of what our team needs rep wise, and then you only have so many reps. If you want to emphasize red zone one year to another, you do that, and it's the same with the in season schedule. So this is our second week of the in season schedule. I like the way it went last week. We made some adjustments this week. We'll see how that works out, and I feel confident that we'll have it set next week, and it'll give our players 4 full weeks to get comfortable on this new schedule. And based on what we were trying to get done yesterday, we hit the target, and based on the demand of their bodies, and today is exactly what we want for today. So,
Mike, I know Terrell's trade went through last night. I was just wondering, is there anything you put your finger on as to why it just didn't really work out for him in Green Bay?
Well, first and foremost, any of your players, you want to thank him for what he's his effort and everything. But injury situations are tough. Sometimes decisions like that have to be made. So, and that's really, my view of what happened to him. So you look at a lot of careers in the National Football League, a lot of great players, their opportunity started when somebody else was injured. So, it's a big part of being successful in this league. I don't think so. I think I know Joe's probably a little closer, but we're hopeful next week.
Do you know who's not traveling yet? You did it this time last year.
Yeah. Well, obviously, Neil and Thomas, and then Colt Barkley and Aberdeers will not travel. LaTroy will travel, but he will not play.
You have a sense that he's getting any closer, LaTroy?
I hope so. I think we'll see how next week goes.